Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The end of the system, which allows Trinity College Dublin and the National University of Ireland to elect three candidates each for the Seanad, is expected to be approved today at Cabinet. Pat Leahy reports in today's Irish Times that it's to be replaced by a new system with a six-person panel elected by all graduates of higher education institutions. Another piece of legislation due before Cabinet today generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. As you'll have heard in the bulletin, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is drafting new laws to ban disposable vapes. The granting of planning permission for more than 300 homes to be built on land owned by the GAA on the north side of Cork City receives coverage in the front of the Irish Examiner. More than 50 cafes and restaurants close every month. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which reports that the government is standing firm on its decision not to return the VAT rate for the sector to 9%. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead with stories about convicted Dublin criminal James Byrne, who died on Saturday, and the appearance of Matthias Kelly from Coolock at Dublin District Court yesterday, where he was charged with assault causing harm to a woman in her 30s in a house in Clonshock in Dublin on Saturday, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The court heard that the 41-year-old made no reply when he was arrested. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the PSNI has closed an investigation into social media comments made about the Jeffrey Donaldson court case following his arrest in March, which were deemed to have the potential to prejudice court proceedings. The former DUP leader is due in court again today, where he is charged with historical sex offences, which he denies. The Irish News has an opinion piece on its front page criticising Northern Ireland's newly launched draft programme for government. It's detail and action we need, not more waffle, is the headline there. As for this morning, the Examiner reports on a study undertaken by an Irish community-based organisation called the Hope and Courage Collective, which examined anti-migrant content posted on social media and found that videos from just three online accounts targeting asylum seekers were viewed more than 8 million times in the past month. Most of today's papers report on the case of a 42-year-old woman who came before Dublin District Court yesterday, where she was told that she is to face charges which accuse her of posing as a learner driver to take the driver theory exam on behalf of other applicants over a three-year period. Sarah MacDonald has a piece in The Independent about three men who are beginning their studies for the priesthood in Maynooth this week, including former Fianna Fáil councillor 32-year-old Mark Nestor from Ennis in County Clare. The Examiner reports on a number of appeals to planning permission, which has been granted for a cemetery with 3,300 burial plots to be built outside Castletroy in County Limerick, which have been lodged by local residents. And there's a very sweet picture taken by Fran Veal on the back of today's Examiner. It's of a grey seal and her white furry pup sleeping on a beach in County Wicklow. Now she sleeps, the mother seal has her paw resting on the pup's head. And finally, Helen Bruce has a piece in today's Mail about retired champion Ilan Piper, Eamon Walsh, who has just received a personal letter from Joe Biden thanking him for the gift of a Baron he sent to the White House. The 70-year-old from Talla in Dublin, who is PRO for the Connacht Fla, says that he now plans to auction the letter to raise funds to bring the All-Ireland Fla to the US President's ancestral home of Ballina. We're also told that Eamon is well used to getting letters from world leaders, having corresponded in the past with, amongst others, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Tony Blair and Yasser Arafat.
Fiona Kelly.